Tonight, what we're going to be doing is beginning Hilchos Mincha, Simin Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph. The first part of Hilchos Mincha actually deals with what's referred to today colloquially in Yiddish as a Hecher Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mechaber is going to give us a lot of details of the times for Mincha. We'll touch on today the Isur of doing things that will distract you, possibly from Mincha, going back to the Mishnayis in Maseches Shabbos. But the first halacha is what happens if, for whatever reason, you're stuck with a very small period of time to that mincha. Mechaber writes, Masha dechuka, yispalu belachash. If the time is dochuk, so then you should daven first belachash. V'achakach yom ashliach tzibur magen u'mechayv yanek kedusha m'sayim akel ha-kadosh. So why are you dochuk? So the answer is because for whatever reason, presumably an ones, that he didn't leave enough time, he didn't have enough time to daven before, generally we assume it's Shkia, even though the last time for Mincha is actually a very complicated question in terms of what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah hold, that we're going to have at the end of Simin Reish Lamid Gimel, correct. At the end of Simin Reish Lamed Gimel, towards the end, we're going to have a complicated discussion. So whenever that time is, so I'm going to sort of skip over, the Mishnah Berurah makes references to those times, Mircha Hashem, get to it then. Then the halacha is that you could daven a Hecher Shmoneh Esrei. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sifkata. Bezi spal b'lachash, haynu, shol yismechu atzimu p'nei hadchak lotze yisrak betfilas hashat, shi spal b'kol ra. So one option would be that the Shliach Tzibur should daven right away, and everybody should just listen to Mbiyotze. Dikur tefil b'lach hashuv rak hashasi katzer b'tfilos rishu b'kov v'lo yoy markim gim rishon slitzin yidei choyvason b'kdusha. So the suggestion is that have them down b'lach hash and then have the kedusha done. V'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, shispal hashatz im hakol b'kol rum. That the shatz should daven with the tzibur together. What does that mean? That means that the shliach tzibur begins, and the tzibur says along with him the bracha baruch ato Hashem elokeinu elokei avoseinu. They go all the way till kedusha, and then they respond. They say kedusha responsively. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dala Shatz Makol Hanush Shatz Omer Miyab Bikol Ram Kol Yomer Imo Belachash Mil Mila Ad Achra Kol Kadosh. The best thing would be to have somebody who answers the shliach tzibur. Now, until tonight, actually, where I began to examine this topic a little bit more, and I've thought about this often, and that is I noticed that different rabbeim that I had did different things in places and instances where they had a Hecher Shmoneh Esrei. But Braunschweig may have a Refuah Shleima, would say with the Shliach Tzibur, would say immediately, in other words, it said, Ashrei Kaddish, and the Chazan began, he would also say with the Chazan. And that's what he reported in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that's what Rav Soloveitchik did. On the other hand, Rav Nevinzel Shlita does not. He, to this day, in the Tivariyeh, they have a Hecher Shmoneh Esrei. If Tivari is not from enough for you, so then in Lakewood, also they do it Hecher Shmoneh Esrei as well, which goes back to the days of Rav Aaron Zatzal. At the end of the day, he waits. So I discussed this with him a couple of times. First, he said that the reason he does this is because it's hard for him to be mechaven with the Shliach Tzibur. First I had asked him about it. This was when he wasn't davening yeshiva, and then I saw, sure enough, that's what he does. In Rosh Chodesh, Iyar Tavshin Ayin Dalet, this time I wrote down the date, I discussed it with him again, and he said that in general he finds that people have a hard time keeping up the Shliach Tzibur, so then, in such a case, it's in his words, it was Kasha Letzamtzim, Hayom Ma'od Kasha Letzamtzim, Leketzev Shel Hashatz, and therefore it seemed like he even went further and was encouraging not for anybody who has any difficulty keeping up the shots, to do it different afterwards, and not to say it with the shots. So there's clearly two different approaches. What did I say? This is all I knew before I was zochet to learn this with you tonight. However, I did look a little bit more into the Mishnah Brura in another place. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Kof Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Beis in the Mechaber Kuf Chaf, the Ramah actually Kuf Chaf Dalet Beis has the same line again. And the Mishnah Brura has an important comment. He says, "V'chein mushas atchak, kigon shiyare shiyavar zman atfila yochel espal miyad bekol ram v'atzibur mispal nimo mila b'limila belachash belachash." So when I was younger, I saw this. I saw that this was a raya for Rav Soloveitchik's approach. It's mufurish in the Ramah that way. However, I glossed over that the Mishnah Brura comments in Sifkat and Ches v'im einash adchukah kol kach lo yaschilu atzibur rak l'achash shomer shatz hakela kadosh. So that's where, I think in Lakewood, they generally do it the way Rav Nevinstal does it, not the way Rav Soloveitchik did it. I hope it's not simply because Rav Soloveitchik did it that way, they do it the opposite way, but I'm sure it's not. And so there are these two different customs. From the Mishnah Brura, it's mashma to do it the way Rav Nevinstal had mentioned to me. I said I'm going to resist discussing the final time of Tfilas Mincha that is made reference to over here, B'Shal Tchuka, but in discussing within the Shitas of the Mechaber and the Ramah, but I will give you a couple of the bottom lines. Number one is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal emphasized in Eretz Yisrael the cutoff point for for Mincha is Shkia. And even though we're going to see different opinions in the end of Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, at the end of the day, he felt strongly about that. However, particularly also in reference to our sugya of a Hecher Shmona Esrei, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said, much better to make a Hecher Shmona Esrei than the Chazan Chazaras Hashatz to go after Shkia. That I saw quoted in the Dirshu. First thing I said from Rav Shlomo Zalman that I heard from Nevinson. Consistently, I saw that the Dirshu quotes that part.
Even if he started before Shkia.
Even if he started before Shkia. That's what the Dirshu quotes, if I understood correctly. Relevant to our discussion of the Hecher Shmona Esrei as well, is the Be'er Heitev quotes the Arizal differently. The Be'er Heitev, it towards the end of Sifkat and Aleph, in the second column in my edition, for Arizal lo iniach l'omer b'kol rom ela Bilachash, v'achakach b'kol ram, afilu achar shkia sacham, afilu be'erev Shabbos. So this is the custom. Sometimes one davens with chassidim on erev Shabbos, just to use erev Shabbos as an example, and the chazar sashatz takes place after shkia. Some places they daven everything after shkia. So when Rav Nevinstal read this, he said that it could very well be that the Arizal was following Rabbeinu Tam. It's well known that in Kabbalah many follow Rabbeinu Tam. And he pointed out, though, that the pastures is, leaving aside the complications now, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam as well. And he said that it could be that the Arizal followed. He was Ba'asra, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, so then he followed that position. And Chacham Avadi Zatzal would say that all of Eretz Yisrael is Asra, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Leaving aside that discussion, but at the end of the day, that could be what's behind that Rizal's comment in terms of Hecher Shmona Esrei. So bottom line is that it would seem, according to Mishnah Brura, the Chazan says the Hecher Shmona Esrei, one says Kaddish with him, and then begins Shmona Esrei. The simple reading of the Ramah that we have in two places is the Shatz and the Kol Davin together, both in Reish Lamed Beis and Kuf Chav Dalet, but then you have the Mishnah Brura's explanation of why it's different.
Is the Mechaber not giving any leeway, though, for doing it if there's no Shavuot Chukah? Meaning when you're davening early?
Right. You could. That's right. The Mishnah Brura doesn't go that far. The Mishnah Brura just says he's not saying to do it Mila B'Mila, that you do it with him. But you could say that the Mechaber is saying that that's not Lechatchila to do what they do in both YU and Lakewood, that they both have Hecher Shmona Esrei. Okay, Sif Beis. Now, Sif Beis are the halachos of these of things that you're not allowed to start on mincha prior prior to Mincha or right around Mincha, lest that you're going to forget davening Mincha. Now, these halachos are going to take us well into the next page, but let's give the basic background. Because it's background, we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah himself in Sivkat and Hey. Hine pnei siv ze yesh bo pratim rabim l'chei mukhr chanoch l'harech k'tzas. Hine kol ze asif l'inyin achila v'chein l'inyin stapir v'likans l'merchaz shar dvar miskarim po. Hu mishnah perikam d'shabbos. So we're going to learn about questions of beginning to eat, to take a haircut, to bathe, right before the time of Mincha. So that's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Lo yeshiv adam lefnei ha-saper, sabach le-mincha. V'lo bi'ra ha-mishnah eze mincha. So there are a few things that are vague, which there's discussions in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Number one is the Mishnah doesn't say which mincha we're talking about. So this is a very important thing. We need to know what the difference between mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Mincha gedola, that's one possibility the Gemara has, is from 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Then you divide what's left of mincha ketana, that last 2.5 hours, then that's called plaga mincha. So that's basically the three times. Mincha gdola, mincha ketana is halfway through the mincha. Plaga mincha is when you divide what's called mincha ketana. Why is it called mincha ketana? Just spelling out the pashut thing so it's easier for people to remember. The reason why it's called mincha ketana is it's a lot shorter than mincha gdola. Mincha gdola you have 5.5 hours before the end of the day. Mincha ketana, you only have 2.5 hours. So number one, when does the Isser start? Number two explains the Mishnah Berurah, two lines before the wide. Gamlo Be'era Mishnah Mad Asr L'Inyan Achila. We also have an explanation of what exactly is Asr. Is that Idafka Suda Gdola? Are we only talking about Suda Gdola like in a Suin? Or are we talking about even a Suda's Ketana, Kisuda's Kol Adam, which is Asr? So, which one of the two is prohibited? Is it Suda Gdola or Suda Ketana? That's the open question of the Gemara. Skip the brackets, three lines into the Y, towards the end of the line. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesham b'gemara shnei tirutzim. And the Gemara, he means two kimtas in the Gemara, skipping a couple words. Tirutz kama, the kavan sa mishan sha'asu samach l'mincha gdola. So there's one opinion that says that Suda Gdola is Asr, but that Isr already starts from Mincha Ketana. V'tirutz Basra, the Kavan Samisha Lesa Afilu Suda Ketana Samach L'Mincha Gedola. So we have a Machlokis, what's Asr, Suda Gedola or Suda Ketana? And here we have a Machlokis in the Poskim. The Rif and the Rambam follow the last Teretz, which is more stringent, that already Suda Ketana is Asr. And the Mechaber follows that. However, the Ramah is going to be more complicated as we go on, how we Paskin. So, basically, the starting point over here is these things that are going to be Asr are already going to be Asr from Mincha Gdola, at least according to the position of the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat, let's begin the Mechaber. Lo yeshev adam l'staper samach l'mincha ad sheyispav, lo yikanes l'merchas v'lo borsaki, v'lo ladin v'lo lecha filusu des ketana samach l'mincha gdola. That's exactly what we read in the Mishnah Berurah, who gave us a beautiful summary and said that the what's Asr is even Sudas Ketana. However, we're going to chip away. This comes out quite a chumrah that basically you can't eat unless you daven mincha. We're going to chip away at that isser. It's not going to be as chumrah as it sounds. However, people forget about the fact that even though the great poskim chipped away at it, at the end of the day, they only chipped at certain parts of it. But at the end of the day, we need to keep it in mind. One of the ways that they chipped away at this isser is, for example, what we have on our page in the Mishnah Berurah is a case of going to the barber. So number one, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's samach l'mincha gdola, even starting from 12 o'clock, 6 hours into the day, that's asr. However, he suggests halfway through Sifkat and Vav that if the barber has a few pairs of scissors, so then in such a case it's permissible. What's the rationale? Because even if how long does the haircut take? The haircut takes half hour, let's say. But even what's the concern? That the scissors are going to break, the Gemara in Shabbos says. But if the barber has 5 sets of scissors, so he could break one, he could break two, he could break three, it's not going to be a problem. But see, Abishol, our great neighbor, Zatzal, from Parat Yosef, the Rosh Hashiva of Parat Yosef, childhood friend of Chacham Avadia, is quoted in the Dir Shua saying that there's no reason to say that same heter would not apply today. That even though you could argue that if there is a blackout, that if there would be some type of electric dysfunction, misfunction. So then in such a case, then you would also have the same thing, and then you could have all of the trimmers in the world. But at the end of the day, he says that we don't have to be choshish. There's no reason to believe that that's the exact same chash that Chazal have. That's a nice and important point. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal points out that the Isser is also in regards to cutting one's beard as well. There is another very important heter that's brought down, and that is once again for Rabbi Tzion Abishol. The following heter, I always wondered about this, and I finally found it tonight. Tonight I was zocha because of you, being able to learn with you, so that I found some things that I wasn't aware of. So Rabbi Tzion Abishol is also quoted over here in the Dirshu. I always wondered what's going to be with Erev Shabbos. What about taking a haircut? Everybody takes haircuts in Erev Shabbos. So, and the Mishnah actually appears in Shabbos, so that's a complicated discussion. The Mishnah is talking about davening, it appears in Masech Shabbos, what's the relationship between the two? Ayin Shem. But at the end of the day, what's the story about taking a haircut in Erev Shabbos? So the Rabbi Tzion Abishol is quite a heter. It makes a lot of sense. It's a logical heter. He says like this. He says that, in general, you're going to have to stop anyhow before Shkia. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, you know that you're not allowed to cut your hair. So since the Mishnah is talking about davening, so in such a case, that prohibition does not apply on Erev Shabbos, which is quite ironic, because the Mishnah appears in Masechet Shabbos. But he argues, since Chazal or Mokim, the Gemara is already Mokim, that that's talking about the Yisr sitting down before Tefillah. And for sure, there was no chash that was made that a person would continue cutting his hair into Shabbos. So since he's going to have to stop before Shkia, so he'll be able to daven before Shkia. So this is what they argue from Rabbi Tzion Abishol. Okay, that's today's Amud. We're stopping in the middle. That's a reason to make sure that we continue doing it tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem. So we'll pick up with page 291, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow.